It's Payne and Pendergast on a Reaction Monday, a victorious reaction.
Victorious.
Victoria, the best kind of reaction.
Yes.
Monday.
Well, we would
sing. Victorious and sleep deprived.
We would sing, except you guys had to endure that rendition of the Sunday Night Football song by the Houston Texans players last night on the broadcast.
You weren't fond of that bit of content from the team?
I'm a fan of bad singing, but it was too much bad singing.
A lot of guys bad singing.
Yeah. So it wasn't. You know, I like that they did it. I don't think that, as Collinsworth was insisting to Tirico that they should do it every week, and Tirico was like, shut up, old man.
Oh.
Tirico basically said that. He said, shut up, old man. You're daft. I'm tired of carrying your bony ass. Collinsworth at one point during the broadcast, Sean, said that I've played every single position in football, but punt returner is the hardest. And everybody across the nation was looking at themselves.
What?
Like, what is he talking? He has not played nose tackle. Like, what are you talking about?
Doesn't count when you're playing like your Thanksgiving playground game. All
right.
So here we are on Monday morning. By the way, Monday Night Football tonight. There's still one more game to go this weekend. The Eagles are in Atlanta to take on the Falcons. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 610. All right, Seth, there are 9 2-0 teams and 9-0-2 teams in the NFL right now. The most intriguing, I'm going to rattle them off right here. If you're in your car, sit tight. I'm going to do this quickly. And when I rattle off these teams, you tell me of these 9 2-0 teams, which one is the most intriguing to you for whatever reason, good or bad, most intriguing to you. Here are the 9 2-0 teams. Buffalo, the Chargers, Chiefs, Pittsburgh, the Texans.
Well, I mean, yeah. Okay, we got to exempt them. Yeah. Okay.
Yep, they're exempt. Seattle.
I know.
Minnesota.
Imminent.
That's right, this weekend. New Orleans.
Ooh, Kubiak involved.
And two blowouts, by the way, by the Saints. And the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, who had one of the biggest upset wins yesterday going into Detroit.
Man, there are some intriguing 2-0 teams.
There really are, yeah.
There's juice to every single one of them. Minnesota, most imminently, obviously, because the Texans play them. Pittsburgh and their ability to... They would be intriguing, except I don't think they can sustain... I think they'll sustain it in a Mike Tomlin fashion.
Yeah.
I think they're going to make the playoffs this year.
That's right.
And yet not actually be capable of doing anything with it. Mike Tomlin will take what they have there, and with TJ Watt and the rest of them, turn it into something. Man, this is hard. I might have to say New Orleans.
Pittsburgh's 2-0 and has scored one touchdown this year.
Yeah, yeah.
Now New Orleans is 2-0 and they've scored 58 touchdowns this year.
It was a boat race. So this is the thing. This is the thing that's so intriguing about
it's New Orleans for me too. So I can't wait to hear you talk about
this. So Clint Kubiak is the offensive coordinator. Now Mike Zimmer, the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys, was brought in partly or specifically because he's been good versus Kubiak Shanahan style systems.
Yeah.
You know, that's been a huge part of the allure of bringing him in there because the Cowboys get destroyed by Shanahan systems.
Mm-hmm.
And then Zimmer, I mean, Sean, I had to catch up. I was down at Bayway for their car show yesterday, so I wasn't able to watch. I got up into the press box finally, and I'm looking at the score of the Cowboys game, and I'm like, well, at that point, New Orleans actually only had like 250 yards of offense, but the score was so lopsided. So I go to the drive chart, and the reason was that they didn't have a single wasted snap.
No.
Every yard they got was in an effort towards a touchdown.
Yes.
The drive chart is touchdown, 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 touchdown.
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. Derek Carr averaged 15 yards per attempt.
It was nuts.
He was 11 of 16 for well over 200 yards.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. That was pathetic.
Yeah, it was something else. It's interesting. The Texans play the Vikings next week. So 2-0 versus 2-0. The Steelers play the Chargers next week. 2-0 versus 2-0. So two of Chargers, Steelers, Texans, Vikings are going to be 3-0 next week. I think out of all those teams, the Texans are by far the one that before the season you would have said, oh yeah, I could see that for sure. Like the Texans don't even really belong in that same bucket with those teams. And you go, wow, they're 3-0. The Texans,
the ones that are going to play each other
next
week.
That are all going to play each other. Yeah, like the Chargers being 3-0, nobody would have predicted that. Steelers, maybe.
The Chargers, honestly, I have great respect for Harbaugh as a coach.
Okay.
And honestly, there's something to be said just for when you've got a good quarterback and you run a tight ship. And you do, especially early in the season.
Yeah.
I think Harbaugh probably.
One of the games is against Carolina.
I think Harbaugh, I didn't check on them during training camp that much, but I'm guessing they ran more of a traditional preseason where they you don't see all this rustiness that you see out of all the other offenses.
Minnesota would have been the one out of all those we least would have expected.
Yeah, I think so, especially.
Especially considering the Niners were one of the two opponents.
Yeah, and whether McCarthy got injured or not,
right.
I don't think. Buffalo's the one that I think Josh Allen has looked like what they would have hoped he looked like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not just the first game. I thought there was a little bit of heroism by Josh Allen. The second game, it was more of a complete offensive effort, but driven by Josh Allen.
The most worrisome as a Texans fan of all those teams being 2-0 to me.
Yeah.
And I probably should say Minnesota because that's their opponent this week. But I'm not D'Amico Ryans or a player, so I can pick whichever one I want. Is Buffalo. Because I thought Buffalo would take a step back this year. Buffalo is in that sort of same tier as the Texans. They, other than the first quarter and a half against Arizona, they've been dominant this year.
I guess, you know, and it's weird. I think the Chiefs, you almost set off to the side and think, all right,
that's
whatever.
Exactly why
they're
going
to be there in the postseason, and they're going to be a headache in the postseason.
And they could easily be 0-2 right now.
I didn't see anybody think, like, oh, Hollywood Brown is out. Huh, now you're, whatever.
Right.
Yeah.
All right, let's. We only have a couple minutes before we hand it off to John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Here are the 0-2 teams. You tell me which of these 0-2 teams are the most intriguing to you. Carolina, Rams, Giants, Denver Broncos, Cincinnati Bengals.
I know.
Baltimore Ravens, Tennessee Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Indianapolis Colts. All three AFC South teams.
Baltimore
and the Texans.
Cincinnati, for me, is just because, look, they put up a really good fight. They had the lead for most of the game.
They got screwed. That pass interference call.
I still haven't seen it.
It's
kind
of
bad. It was dicey, huh?
It was marginal.
It was a classic, like, swallow your whistle on that play.
I think so.
Okay.
On 4th and 16, I mean, that kept the game going,
I don't know. You know what? I'm going to go by the one in which I take the most delight, and it's a tie between Indianapolis and Carolina.
Okay.
Bryce Young is getting dumber by the minute. He's almost as dumb as Will Levis now. Bryce Young and Will Levis are the dumbest quarterbacks in the league. They are just morons. Absolute morons.
Bryce's numbers yesterday. They were crazy bad, his numbers yesterday. I got to look it up.
And yet, I don't have any ill will towards him personally. He's a dumb football player. I'm going to say Indianapolis I'm most intrigued by. Just the fact that their podcasting linebackers are part of one of the worst run defenses in the league right now.
Well, and everybody's been loving on Anthony Richardson, and the fact of the matter is he's had three good plays.
He hasn't cracked what I don't even ironically call the 50% completion barrier yet. He hasn't passed for over 50% in a game in 2024.
Yep. Bryce Young, 18 of 26 for 84 yards yesterday.
Oh.
84 yards passing for Bryce Young. All right, we are done. We are out of time. We got to hand it over to Texans to the Texans All Access crew for Texans Monday. John Harris and Mark Vandermeer. Antibodies to you, my friend.
Antibodies.
All right, we're done.
Why are you
out of
pointing
time.
At me?
Well, I'm just pointing at you. Yeah. No, I know I'm up here, but. Okay.